that you would have in your living room, maybe that you wouldn't have anyplace else in the house?
Piano. And, let's see. You usually have your nicer lamps and stuff. I'm not too big on lamps. But, and, portraits and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And,
what would you call what you're sitting in?
Just a chair.
Okay. Do you make any distinctions between different types? Like, would you call that something different from one of these?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. No, not really.
Okay, fine. What about what I'm sitting on?
That would be the sofa or the couch.
Okay, sofa or couch, same thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, what about some things that, well, the room that you sleep in, you just call that the...
Bedroom.
Sure. What about some things in there that you would, that wouldn't be any other place in the house?
Let's see. A dresser. And, a chest of drawers.
Mm-hmm.
And, my bed. And, usually I have some shelves and bulletin boards mm-hmm. and stuff like that that I wouldn't have any anywhere right. else in the house.
What's the difference between a dresser and chest of drawers?
A dresser usually has a mirror or something over it, you know, and I put my makeup and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then chest of drawers is where I keep most of my clothes that I can fold up, you know, mm-hmm. stick in a drawer or something.
Okay. Where would you hang your clothes?
Closet.
Have you ever seen a house maybe that didn't have built-in closets and had a big separate?
Wardrobe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mama likes those, mm-hmm. you know, big antique stuff. I'm not sure. She has a lot of furniture that she likes to get refinished,
mm-hmm.
and she might be working on something like that now. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. I see. What would you call those things that keep the light out of the room?
Curtain.
Mm-hmm. Would all of that, I notice there's two different types of material there. Would you call both of them curtains?
Well, usually in the living room you think of them as drapes,
mm-hmm.
but in the kitchen or something like that. I'd call it all curtains.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You've seen these things that are on rollers probably that you can pull down
mm-hmm.
to keep the light out of the room. What would those be called?
Shades.
All right. And these things that are usually white and they're slatted, you can adjust them?
Venetian blinds.
Mm-hmm. All right. What about, I don't know if this house has one or not, but some houses right underneath the top, there's an area that you can walk up to, and it's usually used for storage space. You have something like that?
A loft or attic.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You've heard it called, referred to as a loft.
We usually do call mm-hmm. it that.
Yeah, I see. That's interesting. All right. What about, the room that you cook in, you would just call that the...
Kitchen.
Right. Around here, have you ever seen any houses where the kitchen was built away from the main part of the house?
Mm-hmm. This house that's in our family, you know, the kitchen was outside on the back porch, so, you know, like they had just kind of stuck it on there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Do you have any idea why that was done around here?
I don't know.
Maybe fire or...
Probably, yeah, could be.
Like
something like that.
Yeah. Did you ever see a house that had a room right off the kitchen where you might keep extra dishes or canned goods?
Yeah. Canned goods, stuff mm-hmm. like that, the pantry or something
right.
like that.
Sure, okay. What would you call a lot of old worthless things? Maybe like a broken down chair that you really didn't have use for, but you just didn't want to throw it away. You'd say, well, I've just got a lot of old
junk.
Sure. Okay. Ever heard of anybody having a separate room in the house where they kept all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, just a shed or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or a junk room.
Sure. Do you have anything like that?
Or my room. No. Well, no.
Yes.
Yeah, we did build sort of a little gray thing out there. Mom just keeps a bunch of junk.
Mm-hmm.